I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Born in 1862 in the north of England in Bradford in Yorkshire to a well-off business family, Frederick Delius was an English composer. He resisted attempts, mainly by his father, to embrace the world of commerce. To sharpen his reluctant appetite for the family's wool business, young Frederick was sent to Florida by his father, who hoped, now that he was 22, would manage the family's growing orange plantation in the South. The year was 1884 when Frederick Delius arrived in Florida, still indifferent to aligning with his father's wishes for him to manage an orange grove on a plantation on the St. Johns River, just south of Jacksonville, Florida. It wasn't long after arriving that Frederick began neglecting his managerial duties. In 1886, just 2 years later, he returned home to Europe. With faint interest in the family business, young Frederick became more interested in music, particularly that of African-American sacred music he heard from enslaved African-Americans who not only worked the plantation, but rendered sacred songs, popularly known as spirituals. His return home from the Deep South in the U.S. inspired his interest in music. After a short-lived engagement of formal compositional practices, Frederick's early days of music writing were informed by the African-American sacred music he experienced. About spirituals, it was the singing, Delius later said, that first gave him the onus to advance his interest in music. Frederick's young life was filled with music resonating from a household that loved to play together. And although he would later achieve success as a violinist, the field of musical composition is where he would cultivate his talents. His first orchestral works include the Florida Suite, composed in 1887, crafted with precise musical citations that reflect his love affair with Afrocentric music. Nearly a decade later, Frederick Delius would compose the opera Coanga, based on his experiences as a young man attracted to Afrocentric Creole life in Florida. Some hold that Coanga is the first Eurocentrically created work linked at its foundation to the earliest form of African-American sacred music. Down the road, other works like George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess and Scott Joplin's Tremonisha would follow a similar compositional path. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.